Good morning, everyone. This is the 21st of December 2010 translation of the Parayan DVDs, Parayan being the intense study under the vision of the Gnani, the current living Gnanis. This one under Pujya Niruma on 2005 and assisted by Pujya Deepak Bhai. We have covered up to page 396 of Aptavani 9, which is available on the web in the form of Aptavani 9, the letter 9.pdf. If you just Google search, you will find it. We have... there is nothing but race course. And that was a talk about the race course. We're practically at the end of chapter 6. The next chapter is on insistence. Last two pages, page 396 and 397, have been left. Okay, so now they are switching the DVD on us. This is on Pratyaksh Dada, part 10, 11 and 12. This is a live, this is the translation of the DVD of Dada Shri. Jai Sachidanand, translation of the DVD. Yeah, are we good? Karuche? No, hello, Pachi Karuche. Okay, good, Vosaras. So this is not from the book, my friends. The DVD starts with Dada Shri sitting on a wheelchair and Mahatmas of Los Angeles in the mid-80s, maybe in the latter part of 86, 85, are going around Dada Shri in a home doing the Garba, singing that I bow down to the Topiwala Dada, the Dada with the cap, and I'm doing Namaskar. Anant Kaadni Nindaru Sopi. Put this inside. Dada, come to awaken us out of the slumber of and the sleep of infinite lives. Dada, come to awaken us, Dada. The sleeping state being described by the Gnani as the one who is totally unaware of the S capital self, the real nature, the real self, the real experiential awareness of who am I and who is this, what is this world. So we hear, says, Niche Namine, I'm bowing down. I do not know what is the self and what is the non-self. Atma anatma kashu nahi janu hu. Atma anatma, I do not know anything, my Dada. I do not know, Dada, what is Atma, and I do not, this particular pad has been written by Niruma. All I know is, Dada, take me to moksha. That's all. I do not know the self and I do not know the non-self. But please, take me to moksha. So I'm bowing down, I'm bending forward and doing namaskar to the Dada who is wearing the black cap. Slumber, sleep of infinite lives have been dispelled by... Niruma is standing by the side of Dada and leading the garba singing without the microphone, and she had a voice that carried like a soprano. Jagrut karva avune dada, please come to enlighten us. Come to awaken us, all sleeping human beings of this world, dada. My dada, and dada is looking at each one. Each one is there going round and round. And I would say there are about 40 Mahatmas of Los Angeles, men and women, old men and young men, old women and young ladies. Even, and you can see the clumsiness of the men. The ladies are doing a natural garba of the thin tali, which is the beat of the three steps. 1, 2, 3 steps. A very unique Gujarati folk dancing, which for the goddess of the for the 9 nights during Navaratri, which has now been this. And dada, I'm tamara charan ma kam radaya hriday samarpu. I am surrendering my heart at your feet, my dada. Tamara, I do not want anything material in this world. Bhautik kashu na chahure. I do not desire anything bhautik. Bhautik means material and worldly. Niche namine. I am bowing down very low to do namaskars to my. Niche namine namaskar karu mara topi vada dada ne. Dada used to wear, when he would go out, he would wear a black cap. And then I touch your feet, my lord. Pranam karu chu. I am praye lagine pranam karu chu mara bhadran vada dada ne. I am touching the feet of the lord of Bhadran. The dada of Bhadran. Bhadran being the town where the Gnanis grew up. Dava Nadma Bhadke Bharta. This entire world is burning in the fire of inner difficulties of anger, greed, deceit, pride and kashais. Dava Nadma Bhadke Bharta. Jagat Aganya Tharo Re. Please quell and quench, and please douse, put out this fire of the inner suffering of humanity all across the world, dada. And for that I am asking your grace, my lord. I am asking mara topi vada dada. There's Sirish Bhai, Ramila Ben, Shashikant Bhai, Daksha Ben, are the four we recognize easily. Patra, okay, they are going repeating. Patra, patra, tamne re sompu. Whether I am suitable for this liberation or whether I am not suitable for this liberation. My lord, please cleanse. Why don't you please purify my internal state? Shuddhikaran kari apore. Niche ramine namaskar karu mara topi vada dada ne. Very beautiful lines of very simple. And in very simple terms, you have in essence really said everything to the Gnani, that my Gnani, I am unsuitable for this. I am full of junk myself, but I am surrendering myself to you so that you purify me, my Dada. My Lord Dada are here representing the Eternal One within all of us, but they are doing it in front of the Living One who was actually there in the form of Das Anudas, the servant of the servant. These Mahatmas who are the Das Anudas. That's okay. Das, and it says Das Anudas Mahatma. And this we Mahatmas are the servant of servants. Das Anudas Mahatma Tamara. Give us the role of Jagat Kalyan. Oh Dada, grant us the role of Dada Jagat Kalyan. Dada sitting in wheelchair in mid 80s. Here in somebody's home in Los Angeles. Dada, I am bowing down forward and I am doing namaskar to the Dada with the black Dada with the black cup. I am touching your feet, Niruma, leading the singing. I am paye lagine pranam karuchu. I am touching the feet of the Dada of Badran. Now the comments that Dada will make at the end of this garba is magnificent. Now that garba takes a little higher tone, a little bit faster tempo. So now, young, old, men, women going around in circle. An old lady now just stepped out, standing next to Niruma. Niruma in those days in front of Dada used to cover her head with the white sari. Either she would cover the back portion of her hair or completely cover the top of her head. Dada. So everybody is in. Any Mahatma knows the garba now. Niche namine namaskar karuchu mara topi vada dada ne. It is really the equivalent of going on around the absolute self that you are. I am now doing it my LA vada dada. They just switched it from Badran to LA. I am touching the feet of my LA vada dada, the dada of LA. Dada, ne, to Dada. Jai Sachi. This is when the ego doesn't, it refuses to bow down, this is the best way to sublimate the ego. The guy says we didn't know how to dance, but now we know how to dance. You've not seen this. Have you ever seen this as Dada? Now this old lady also was dancing Dada. So Dada is looking at the old lady. Oh, it's difficult to. Even Ram Mohan, the old man behind, next to the Sirish Bhai, he says even he danced. And Ram Mohan danced for the first time in his life, did the garba.
That's Sirish Bhai of the shirt?
That's Sirish, yeah, in the blue shirt.
So young, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Been around a long time.
He says the Buddhi. All your antaskaran stops when you do the garba. Your anger, greed, I mean the mind, intellect, chit and ego, they just come to zero when you do the nani's garba. And Deepak Bhai, Dada is saying, when we are in a jatra in India, whenever there is, at any station, we'll get down on the platform and Niruban will start this, and they'll start to the garba around the Dada, and people will say, wow, what is happening here? Dada is describing the scene in India. And people are just watching. One person is sitting and everybody is watching. And that way they are doing the darshan. They are wondering who this person is. And there is bliss only, says Dada. He says, one circle of this removes the sins of infinite past lives. He says, many people feel like dancing, but they won't do it. By watching this, they'll say, but. When I was in Aurangabad, he says, there was a Western couple, Mary and somebody. As soon as he saw Dada, he says, now Dada is now describing how they started dancing. You know how the Western people go into the dance rhythm. So Dada is moving his shoulders like that too. He says, we feel like dancing, Dada, when we see you. We attend. At the station, again Dada describing, whenever they get down in the jatra in any station, 15 minutes, then 15 minutes of garba. As soon as they get out. And then, it's very good, says Dada. Yes, Dada says your etiquette will go when you do the garba. Your stiffness, your social etiquette will go down the drain when you do garba. You know, now they are describing the scene of Anaheim from Disneyland to Watergate Motel. But you see, when they saw Dada in the horse-driven carriage, people, even the policemen around, they felt like dancing. There was an outdoor procession on Guru Purnima. He's just describing the outdoor procession in Guru Purnima. Now the Shri says, how many countless sins will be washed if you do garba? Now Dada describing the gesture of the garba, even the policemen and the cops in the USA. The gentleman's... What will be the internal benefit for the garba? This is the Dada Bhagwan, the Lord of the 14 worlds is sitting here. When you, in his presence, when you do the garba, it is a tremendous, you learn tremendous benefits, spiritual benefits. This has never happened before in this world, on this earth. This is, so it is worth samayiks of 6 months. He says there are a lot of people still left. The lady and the gentleman are the husband-wife team that owned the Watergate Motel at that time, at whose place Dada spent the final months in USA. Every year he would come and stay with in his motel upstairs. I'm sorry, I'm having audio reception. Now a close-up. your body will become good because you get physical exercise, the mind will become good, and you get spiritual benefits. What else do you want? He says, "Nah, Dada, when you come next year, stay longer here so that your health will improve, Dada." Everybody is wanting Dada to stay longer in Los Angeles. Dada, she says, it depends upon circumstances. Niruma with a... Everybody wanting Dada to stay longer in Los Angeles. Everybody giving their input. And then after the first half an hour, one forgets himself and then he really dances in the natural rhythm. The ice breaks in the first half hour. Then he forgets himself that he's dancing. He forgets the world also. The world is forgotten. Even if you do Dada Bhagavan Nasim Jai Jakar Ho, it has the same effect. This is Akram. This is direct. He says, when I'm doing a Jasim Jai Jakar Ho, I go into another world, another dimension, Dada, this gentleman is saying. He says, we also jump and dance when we are doing a Jasim Jai Jakar Ho, Dada. He said, now Dada reminds us this. There's an old lady who did the garba. She was close to in her 80s or maybe earlier. They bring the old lady in front of Maji, means mother. Mother also did the dancing. Niruma says she was dancing like a 20-year-old. And Dada, she says, Maji's work is done. Maji's salvation has happened. Just by dancing around the Gnani, her work is done. Maji nu kalyan thayu. Maji's work is done. Now this gentleman with the glasses is G.A. Shah. He just passed away. He was in Ahmedabad. He was... He says, okay, now that was the scene switches to Dada somewhere in another place now. The beautiful vision of Dada here, darshan of Dada, doing Dada clapping. People are singing Dada Bhagavan Nasim Jai Jakar Ho, Dada also in the first. Everybody sitting around, few people at his feet. This looks like it may be in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Little children at the back also. Photograph of Dada in front of Dada. A group of about 30 to 40 people, Mahatmas. Again, periodically Dada would raise his hands and clap. People go into an extra higher pitch rhythm. As this is happening, Dada is looking in the eyes of each one of those Mahatmas who are sitting there doing the darshan. satsang with Dada. The other says, I have given you the extract of liberation. You're not going to sustain any more losses in life. All the losses that you were meant to sustain have already happened. Now you have attained the lossless state. Niruma bringing some water for Dada. And I think this Dada is about to leave this place. Everybody saying bye to Dada. And Dada, you were here only. Even when you were not here, Dada, you are here only. That's what Dada is saying. Dada says, yes, I'm here only. Even when I'm not physically present, I'm here only. Okay, it looks like Dada is entering the satsang place. This is again in Los Angeles. And now they are receiving Dada. This is a very famous pad. I am welcoming the living Lord. I am welcoming the living God. And I am offering my heart to the feet of the living one. L capital, O capital, the live. The one in whom the absolute Lord has manifest. When I remember him, within a second the message reaches him. There is no middleman in this connection between me and my Lord. And I'm making a phone call without a dial. That this telephone does not even have a dialing number. And in the chit television, and in the internal television of mine, I am seeing him only, my Lord only. The external activities may continue, and in the four realms of existence, and then he says, wow, what a great unfolding of my own state that I have met this Lord. And so this is the external kriya where they put a garland, touch his feet. This was the standard routine before Dada comes in any home. You gave me myself, my Lord. You are my original God. You have given me myself. And so now people place flowers on the head of Dada, maybe touch his forehead with a little bit of red vermilion. And then Dada would bend forward and bless him, to put his hand on his head. Niruma coming. No, this is Ramila. And then they do the aarti of... doing the live darti of the living one, of Dada. Aarti kari jeev tade raudra and artha of the dhyan. By doing the aarti, one becomes free of artha and raudra dhyan, all internal adverse states of meditation. Just when I do the aarti of my Lord. This is the living lamp, pragat divo adadano. This is the Dada's living lamp that is out there for the salvation of the world. and he's doing the salvation of the Jagakalp Man Kare Jagakalyani Pragatya. You have manifest for the salvation of the world. Ani Pragatya Akram Jnanavatar, in the form of the Akram, the manifest form of Akram. Dada Bhagavan. Even as you see the first arti, the Dada is. First arti of Dada removes the threefold sufferings of internal, externally induced pains of mind, speech, and body. And in all situations of stress, there is samadhi only. So, Dada sitting there very quietly in his own Atma Jyota Jali. Because the flame of Shuddhatma is burning bright and high. Second arti of Dada does the Kevar Darshan, the absolute darshan, that whatever is happening, I am not the doer of anything in this world. Kevar Darshan, absolute darshan. Whether the world may accept any actions of Siddhartha or Gayatri, I am not the doer of it at all. That is the vision. Whether the world likes it or not, I am not the doer of this that has happened through Gayatri or Alisha or Kimochi or Siddhartha. Third arti of Dada. Dadani Kevad Jnan Pame. Kevad Jnan, absolute knowledge, experience. The third arti leads you to the absolute experience of the Self. And with that direct experience of Self, you are able to remain in the S capital Self without depending on any evidences of the non-self complex. And that is the energy that can illuminate the entire universe. Ada Bhagavan. Chauthi, fourth arti of Dada lets you do the invisible penance. Dadithatap kare. Dada dithatap kare. Invisible penance. That lets you keep the knowledge and the ignorance separate, exact, and the self and the non-self can complete it. Dada, beautiful smile, just in ever fresh, and he is also doing the vidhi. His lips are moving. He is doing his own vidhi. Fifth arti of Dada, Dani Kalyan Bha. May the world attain this bliss. That is the energy of Kalyan. Let the world attain this. That let Dada is attaining the level of a Tirthankar. And at the level of a Tirthankar, he is going to do the salvation of the entire world. Dada is this Tirthankara. And as Dada folds his hands and is now doing the earth. Now Dada is moving in his hands around him, his own self. Now he's looking at each one of those Mahatma. There's only one ek krupa ami drashti. One compassion filled, one graceful filled vision is enough. One vision of grace is enough. So now Dada looking at each one of the Mahatmas in front of him. Whoever sings this arti of the Dada, the Lord within, his work is done. Is only this one vision will liberate him and lift him up. Will liberate him from oceans, swimming in the oceans of infinite lifetimes. Prati kevad je koi gaashe, Dada je koi gaashe, ek krupa ami drashti. One vision is filled with the vision of immortality, ami drashti, amrut drashti. Jai Dada Bhagwan, glory to the Lord within all. And then Dada bends his head forward and just Jai Sachidanand. Somebody touches Dada's. Now they're doing Gnananjan. And Jai Nada just goes like this. Jai Sachidanand gives him three pats. You can just imagine you getting the pats big way. Each and every Mahatma is getting it. Yes, Dada touching the head. Another person. volume. What have you brought? So now he says, what have you brought? So he takes out some. Who are you? He tells him that I'm asking this little boy, the son of a Mahatma. Who are you? The boy. This boy does not know how to speak Gujarati. Radha is asking you, who are you? And he's offering something to them. I'm Shuddhatma. No, I'm Shuddhatma. He is just reciting the five Agnas. I am Shuddhatma. He says, my name is Sunil. The son and the daughter-in-law of one of the Mahatmas. I am a Shuddhatma. These girls and these young people don't know how to speak Gujarati. Shuddhatma. By real or relative? By real. By real viewpoint, I am Shuddhatma. That I am just revising the five Agnas with these people. And by relative viewpoint, I'm Maya. Which one is temporary? Which is temporary? Which one is temporary? Dada is asked. Maya is temporary. And which is permanent? Shuddhatma is permanent. Shuddhatma permanent? Dada is looking and said. So now just stay in the permanent, says Dada. Temporary? Temporary is just to be taken care of, that's all, with equanimity. Temporary is just an adjustment only, that's all. All these relatives are temporary adjustments. You are Shuddhatma. And this world? That is asking, that is going moving into the third Agna. He says, what about the little ones? He says, I have one son. Are they your children? He says, is this everything? My father is all temporary. My son is also temporary. My sister is also temporary. He said, the Dada says, do not have too much attachment in that temporary. Try to know the real. Try to stay in the real. You develop the love for the real. The temporary has temporary value only. He says, when mom gets angry with Maya, just say Maya has to deal with the temporary situation. Direct words of the Gnani. Just Dada explained the files, the five Agnas in a little manner, small manner with these people. What do I have to do now, Dada? Thank you. says, are we late? So Niruben says, are we late? Niruben, are we late? Dada, Niruben, no, Dada, we are not late. We are not late. Dada says, we were here only. We were never late. Even if I'm physically late, I'm never late. I'm here only. I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere. Did you see Dada sitting? Yes, okay, somebody. You see, some people see Dada when even Dada is not there. And this is, they're doing the Gnananjan, the aarti is over, so many people come with the aarti and touch Dada's forehead 3 times doing the Gnananjan. Even as the satsang is going on. I'm sorry, we are sitting very far from the audio here. This live Pratyaksh Dada will have to be translated very specifically. Okay, another scene now. Another scene here. Niruma sitting near the empty chair. Okay, this is the bedroom scene and Watergate Motel. Niruma, a phone coming.
Hello.
Niruma answering the phone. Okay, come, speak to Dada. Dada is lying down. Dada is speaking with Dalubhai in Detroit, and Dada just says Jai Sachidanand. Dada was not much on the phone. He will just say Jai Sachidanand. That's it. Dada lying down, Niruma at his bedside, and that's it. And then Dada lying in. He says, what are you doing? So Deepak Bhai, Niruma says, he's saying, Dada Bhagwan Nasim Jai Jaikar, who is going on? That's it. How are you doing? And Dada lying on his right side, just as you see here in Vatsalya, on his right elbow. And Dada is asking about you. And then you see Dada. Dada, by this time, this is in the last 1987. This is Manubhai, Lalita Ben, and are you alright? Are you doing okay? He says, what is, Dada could not hear on the phone, and so he says, what is he saying? Lalita Ben. Everybody's fine? Tell it. Everybody's fine? I'm doing well. My physical health is good. I'm doing well. Yes, our blessings are there for you. Okay, that's it. Meena, another one. Meena. Jai Sachidana. Jai Sachidana. Okay. He says, yes, just tell him, the body is fine, the health is fine. Yes, tell everyone, Dada is doing good. Dada lying on his right side, on his right elbow, adjusting a thin cloth over him. Dada spent about 2.5 months here. In 1987, in the fall of 1987, quite sick by this time. Used to be a heavy smoker. tobacco taking its toll on his lungs. In those days, they had the camera rolling for 24 hours on Dada. Dada adjusting this light covering. Periodically just clearing the throat. Now he's sitting up, the Vaisar Dada getting a massage with a massager, can you believe that? With a machine. Needed your hands, man.
Yeah.
Needed Siddharth's hands there. Well, you can just do it even now. Dada, wherever you are, I'm touching you with my beautiful, tender hands. Niruma doing it. They're talking now. The Niruma sitting exactly behind Dada, cross-legged, giving that long, big, round massager around his ribs and... It probably had a little bit of an effect of trying to shake up all of those things from the bronchiectasis.
Yeah,
and Dada now looking at himself in the mirror. The Gnani. Every morning ritual. Okay. Moving on. Going up the spine on the right side, near the scapula, coming down to the
medial aspect of the
scapula, to the T1, T2 area, the mid thoracic. Oh, Dada, taking the support of his arms to sit up straight. White cloth covering his neck, phone ringing, nobody else, somebody else will pick up. Niruma fully involved in this seva. And Dada is asking, this is making a difference, is it not? Dada is asking Niruma, this is making a difference, not? So Niruma says, yes, Dada, it is making a big difference. As if it's the same body, both of them have the same body. Dada has said that we are one soul and two bodies. Dada had told Niruma, we are one soul, two bodies. So Dada is asking, this is making a difference, is it not? So Niruma says, yes, it's making a great difference. Okay. Oh, look at that scene. This is a magnificent scene. Beautiful scene, Niruma. Sitting squarely behind Dada and somebody, now she's answering the phone, left hand holding the heavy massager and right hand handling the Mahatmas. Now Dada sitting, hand resting on his flexed right knee. Awaiting Mahatmas to come. Early morning scene. The Gnani in his own world. You can see almost Dada used to part his hair almost in the middle, a little bit to the left. Now Dada picking up a letter or a document, reading something some Mahatmas has written. At that age he did not have glasses.
Yeah.
Is that same time? Yes. Los Angeles.
1960.
Yes, it's okay. Oh, and again, Dada Bhagwan, Asim Jekan, another. Again, Niruma by the side, Dada. All smiles. Can bring her the chair. Okay, that's all right. She can.
I think it's pretty finished.
She's almost finished, no? Yeah. It's okay. Okay, Ram. So, Dada, this is the live video of Dada. Dada live. Dada with Niruma. Yekas. Can you sing? Ferdinand can sing Dada Bhagwan Asim Jaikar Hoda. Kar ho Dada Bhagwana Asim Jai Jai Kar ho Vana Asim. Dada giving the most gracious, merciful, compassionate vision to each and every Mahatma, darshan to every Mahatma. Look at this. Yes. Looking at everyone who is standing there individually. Looking at their pure souls within. Whenever you have any difficulties in life, just put a DVD of this Pratyaksh Dada in your DVD player and just watch this, and everything goes, washes away. You are doing the darshan of the living one, the live, the absolutely enlightened one in human form. Asim Jai Jai Kar Ho Dada.
He came to write everything.
Oh, he came to.
He came to write everything down. He's writing in Gujarati.
He's writing in Gujarati. Yeah. Wants to write down
this morning
everything.
He said he has to learn Gujarati.
He says he wants to learn Gujarati this morning. He's 4 years old. Asim Jai Jai Kar Ho Dada Bhagwana Asim Jai Jai Kar Ho Dada Bhagwana Asim Jai Jai Kar Ho Dada Bhagwana Asim Jai Jai Kar Ho Dada Asim Jai Jai Kar Ho Dada Bhagwana 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 Asim Jai Jai Kar Dada Bhagwana Asim Jai Jai Kar Ho Dada Bhagwan. Beautiful Nididhyasan, the visualization of the Gnani Purush. When you close your eyes at bedtime, have this vision. You know, as you close your eyes at bedtime, have this vision and then say, I am pure soul, I am pure soul, I am pure soul. Mm-hmm. Ich bin rein in Seele. Ich bin rein in Seele. And then go to bed. Radha Bhagwan, you can even teach him that. Oh, Dada Bhagwana, Asim Jai Jai Kar Ho, Dada Bhagwana, Asim Jai Jai Kar Ho, Dada Bhagwana, Asim. Wow, what magnificent vision. Look at him. Periodically, he just gives a glance and that's enough. Dada, one glance here, that's all. Kar ho Dada Bhagwana Asim Jai Jai Kar Ho Dada Bhagwana Asim Jai Jai Kar Ho Dada Bhagwana. There we go, Shuddhatma. Okay, here
it is.
Okay. There's a slide. Taking a morning walk after the Vidhi. So you can also go and walk with him if you get a chance a little bit, or stay on the side and do his darshan. He will see you. Let him see our Gnani. Hmm? Yes. He's a lefty. He's going to write with the left hand and he says he wants to learn Gujarati and he's come here to take notes on Dada. Well, you know, he's a Mahatma from past life, you know. He's coming. He's just come back. How many kids get to come here in Simada city? Okay, let's do the Vidhi. Imagine you're doing the Vidhi with Gnani Purush Dada Shri now at his toe. Let's do the Vidhi. Jai Sachidanand. Jai Sachidanand to everybody.